Mr. President.
Yes, Bert, how are you? Sorry I couldn't be with you this morning, but I just couldn't do it.
Well, it got a lot of our people really concerned, frankly, because they were really hoping to be able to see you. Is there any possibility you can at all slip up here to this luncheon?
None whatever. None, Bert. If I started doing it, I'd have 50 of them. Anybody that ever led anybody to that impression was very unfortunate and misguided, and I couldn't do it if I had planned to and if I had an appointment after the publicity that's been given out on it, but I couldn't do it anyway because Oklahoma was in yesterday and New Hampshire will be in tomorrow, and let me get my appointment scheduled.
No, Mr. President, that's not necessary.
Well,
that's not necessary. I understand. The only thing...
I've got Tom Vail of the Cleveland Plain Dealer who has had an appointment for a month. He's due to see me at 12 o'clock. It's now 20 minutes to 1, and because David Dubinsky is on the line on wage and hour, I haven't been able to talk to him. I've got Senator James Pearson of Kansas at 12:30. He's been on the schedule for weeks. I've got Judge James Watson, the Negro judge from New York, to be sworn in at 1 o'clock. It's now 20 minutes to 1. I'm running 3 behind. I've got Robert Comer, head of the National Security Council, to meet with Ellsworth Bunker on the Dominican Republic in their election. 1:30, I've got the winners of the White House Photographers Association that lined up here. This afternoon, I've got the briefing of all the committee chairmen of the House of Representatives. Now, I love Indiana, and I love you, and I don't give a damn about Hartke, whether he's president or whether he isn't. But if I start meeting daylight yesterday morning, Bill Moyers come in and wanted me to meet with Oklahoma and Fred Harris. And I had to say no. Now, how do I look today when I come in and meet with Birch Bayh and Hartke?
Well, Mr. President, I'm fully aware of that.
Well, I don't know why these people didn't make that abundantly clear, so we never would have any doubt.
Particular significance, and I came, I didn't know whether you would be there or not, but to see Vance there, and now it's going around that Vance is coming out of this thing as a hero, that the president's picking on him in Indiana is the only unfortunate thing, because he's a son of a bitch as far as I'm concerned, and he's impossible to live with, and this is going to make him harder as all.
Could that make me see 50 groups that everybody comes here on tours of the White House? They're over a million a year. Did anybody give you any information, or did anybody in that group have any impression that the president would meet with him? If it is, I want to know who it is so I can fire him.
They were just hoping, sir, is all.
No. I mean, though...
Can't blame them for hoping.
No, but they're blaming me.
It's unfortunate because of the publicity that got out. I think it was intentionally dropped just to make a certain guy look like a martyr, and it makes me mad as hell, but I sort of got my tail feathers in the same fireplace now because... the way things happen, but I understand how busy you are, and I certainly don't want to add to your burdens.
Well, what I would do is just say to them that the president has never met with any group like this. He's not meeting with, he didn't meet with Oklahoma yesterday morning. He didn't meet with Indiana this morning. He has made no indication at any time that he would meet. And I don't know why anybody would expect that the president would become the tourist.
Well, I understand.
I've told Marvin Watson forthwith to never take a call on a tour. Refer him to the East Wing and let the social people do it. Because the president just can't be welcoming all the tourists that come to Washington to make a tour of the White House. And if he starts it, by God, the country will be in worse shape than it's in. And it's getting in pretty bad shape now because a good deal of his time is given to things that... Certainly you've got nothing to do with it. I walked through fire for you, and I've tried to display that and so forth. But I can't say just because somebody hopes that I'd do it. I wouldn't do it with Texans. I wouldn't do it with any state in the Union. I just, I've told you about some of my problems. And
well, Mr. President, you're much too busy to spend any more time with me on this relatively insignificant thing. I understand, and we'll...
I think that you ought to say to all your Indiana group that, first of all, this is a tour of the White House that nearly every state of some kind makes. That the president does not at any time accepted any invitation to meet with us, doesn't intend to. He doesn't even meet with his own delegation when they come. They come through the White House. They have a luncheon. They begged him to come to the luncheon on Wednesday. That's today, I think, isn't it?
I will tell them that.
And this business is about somebody saying if the president's going to be there, just that. And if we have to give up Indiana and forget it on account of Hartke, why, then I'm willing to do it. But I don't want to. I like them.
Well, that hurts a lot of the rest of us, you know. But look, I understand, and I'll convey your thoughts. And
anybody down here mislead you in any way?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Not at all. You get busy on that appointment schedule now.
Thank you.